B3. Number 16A.
I would like to talk about an hour or so on the question of aim, method, and success of healing. Aim, method, and success of healing. We talk about healing. Do we know what healing is? We take that for granted, that we know what healing is, but nobody really knows what healing is. Because if you look up a dictionary and ask what does mean healing, what means sickness, we get an answer: sickness is when you are not healthy, lack of health. So in order to know what is sickness, you must look up in the dictionary health. When you look up health, it says when you are not sick. Therefore, we actually don't know what health is. See? And this is something that has been in the minds of the great thinkers of the last 10, 15 years very much. When one reads the big thinkers, they see that we have taken for granted that we know what is health, and they have taken for granted, therefore, that we know what is disease. But actually, and they bring up another question, that they say that medicine has devoted itself to heal disease without knowing what disease is and what health is. Physiology or psychology has devoted itself now since 100 years to heal people without knowing what health is. And you know that the Maslow here in this country has developed a new psychology, the psychology of health. He actually was one of the first one in the field of psychology to raise that question and said, why should we always have a psychology for the sick people? Why don't we develop a psychology of health and investigate once what is health and what makes health and what keeps health healthy? And so he had his psychology of health a great step forward. And we too, in Christian Science, take for granted more or less that we know what sickness is, and we take for granted that we know what health is. And so we say, I got the healing, without actually knowing what health is. I think it's worthwhile investigating actually this question so as we know what should be the aim of healing, that we have a better sense what health means, what actually a healing would mean, or else we are driving at healing a situation which is not at all bad, which is healthy, and to bring about a state which is false and diseased, and calling it a demonstration, I got my healing. It's as bad as that, namely. And so let's reason along the lines of principle and see if we can find an answer. Is therefore any kind of healing really a healing? Is it actually of a positive value? And we can see the necessity of asking this already then, when we see that healing today is healing, therefore, in quotation marks, is therefore something that is brought about today by many, many means. All through man's age and history, there was a desire to heal and to get healed, and so a great effort is being put into finding a method of healing. So first they found the medical method of healing, and we have many, many ways of how we can get a healing. So healing is not something that is unique to Christian Science. Healing is a general phenomena, and I think it's good to know or to realize that there are so many methods which are working. We have the medical healing. Among the medical healing, all kinds of medical healing, the classical, orthodox medical healing, psychiatric healing, psychosomatic healing, homeopathic healing, acupuncture healing, chiropractic healing, all sorts of medical healing. And they all heal. You can't say they don't heal. They make good business. They really have a great number of patients and are very successful. If they are not 100% successful, well, that's that. But to a large extent, they are successful. Successful in what? In achieving that kind of healing which we, without knowing what health is, accept as healing. And this is naturally very questionable for a scientific mind. We not only have the material way of healing, today we have also the mental healing, all kinds of mental methods, magnetism, hypnotism, willpower. We have psychic healing, all kinds of psychic healing, starting with Freud, Adler, Jung, Frankl, Maslow, etc., etc. Today you can count them by the hundreds of different schools. We have occult healing that comes more and more into practice today, exorcism and healing through that kind of method. Faith healing is in again. It has been decried when I was a young student at the university. Faith healing was decried. Today it's in. It's charismatic healing, healing through prayer and so on. And there is spiritual healing. But spiritual healing, as far as I have been able to investigate, I only find one method, and that's Christian Science. If we can differentiate between mental healing and spiritual healing, then I think no other group or healing method is really spiritual except Christian Science. Therefore, if we see that healing must be spiritual healing and not just healing, I think we can more or less now define what healing is. In order, and define it through our system of reference, and therefore say we can define healing as true healing, only that which goes on within the one being, because the starting point of Christian Science is that being is one, that there is this infinite one, and therefore healing is only healing if it is brought about from within the one infinite being, and never leaves the realm of the infinite one that is spiritual. So we can deduce from there further in order to define healing, and can say, well, the infinite one has a principle. Therefore, only that which comes from the divine principle can be called healing. So we have already one aspect, but that word of principle has a Christ, so we can define it further through the Christ, and can see that only that which principle aims to accomplish is really healing. Only that which the Christ idea has in view, what the Christ idea wants to attain, to accomplish, what the Christ idea purposes to accomplish, can actually only be called healing. Therefore, all that which the human mind wishes to be seen, to be solved, is not the healing. So we get a very high sense of healing, because only that is healing what the divine principle has in view and wants to fulfill. We can further define healing from the point of view of Christianity, and therefore see that only that which can be measured spiritually and not humanly or materially, is healing. We can measure healing only spiritually, never physically. You see the logic of it. If we stick to our categories, that's the purpose and the help that a system gives us, that it gives us an orientation how to deduce from one principle and arrive at the conclusion. So we can see only that which can measure spiritually can show us what true healing is. Or we can look at it from the point of view of the fourth side, from science, and therefore see that only that which brings us nearer back to principle, we always have the feedback, that which brings us back and nearer to principle, to the spiritual status of man, can actually be called a healing. So we have that reason of the four, and in this way we have begun really to define more closely what healing is. Now, we have accepted more or less that there is a divine principle of healing, the word, and that the divine principle of healing is responsible for the ever operation of that principle and therefore brings forth its own idea. But when it comes to the already to the Christ aspect, to the point where it says that only that can be called healing which lies in the aim and purpose of the divine principle, we can see that there the difficulties arise, because the aim of healing in the old paradigm is something different than to see that only that which God purposes to accomplish should be accomplished. We are quite aware, we are honest enough to know that we like to be freed from that which we do not like. We call healing we define healing very differently than the principle defines it. We define a healing when it frees us from that which troubles us, therefore we have a human measurement, a human standard of defining the aim of healing. We, as people with a limited view, define what should be accomplished through healing, and we certainly say it must be a quick healing, and it must be efficiently done, so that the aim of it is a better human material condition. That's the old paradigm. That's going out from a human system of reference, and therefore we clamor for a science, we clamor for Christian science that would bring to us that healing which we, from a human standpoint, define as a result. Can you see that doesn't work? That we mix up two systems of reference, a divine system of reference which says principle knows what it wants to accomplish, and we mix it up with a human system of reference where we say, I tell what should be accomplished. And if they don't coincide, we say, we didn't get the healing. And there lies the great misunderstanding in the practice of Christian science. There it is where we get the healing and we say, I didn't get the healing. And there it is where we may say, I got the healing. And spiritually we would say, he hasn't got the healing. These values are mixed up right at this point. And this is rather a severe problem, because it usually touches our whole life, and it is a life problem. And therefore, we should be very clear about these things. Here the Christ tells us, look here, healing is if you let the principle work out any situation according to principle's own purpose and aim. and you have no say in it. There is no wishful thinking in it. There is no defining the aim of the demonstration. Can you see that? Here we come already into conflict with Christian Science. We have taken the old paradigm and put it into the framework of the new paradigm which we have accepted. We have accepted the new paradigm, namely healing through Christian Science. That's the new paradigm compared with the old one, healing through medical means, healing through Christian Science. But we have not exchanged also the aim of the old paradigm, which says the aim of the old paradigm, I go to the doctor and he has to heal me so that I feel again free, so that I am feeling all fine. We have taken that and put that old paradigm within the framework of the new, and it doesn't work. That's quite clear. We must have a new aim too in healing. And that aim is that we let principle work out his own aim. It's a let it be. Therefore, we can have no material conception or human conceptions how a problem should work out, when and through what means and through what channels. This is left entirely to the ever operative principle. Also, from the point of view of Christianity, we must see that we had an old sense of reference, namely that we would measure, so to say, the value of a healing according to the physical symptoms. If the physical symptoms have changed to that what we wanted them to change, we said, this is healing. And so we were valuing the success in material terms, in physical terms, in human terms, whereas we should evaluate healing in spiritual values, in spiritual terms. So one can see that here the new paradigm of Christian Science demands that we use quite a different method of healing, that we reason from perfection. That's okay, we reason from perfection, we go out from that perfect principle and perfect idea, and then, there is the crux, we let that principle operate. We let that principle operate through its own laws, and so are willing not to question the workings out of that law. We accept the principle and the working of the principle in the way that principle wants to work. But if we actually let principle work out what principle aims to achieve, then naturally, again, we have another standard of measurement for its success. What tells us if a healing has taken place? What would we say when healing has taken the place? And we know exactly that we fall back to the old system of reference and say healing has taken place when it has achieved that what I hoped would happen, what I desired to happen. Then healing has taken place. And this is naturally not so. It is never conforming, so to say, to our point of view. So, how can we measure the success? See, this question has seldom been asked in the new paradigm. We have seldom asked and considered that healing is something else than physical healing. That physical health, that physical harmony is not the answer to weighing and measuring the success. And so we have always, no, but the danger was that we have been measuring the success always in comparison with other methods of healing. We were asking, did Christian Science heal quicker than medicine? Did it heal more efficiently than medicine? We were comparing two different systems of reference, and that's not right. That's not right. Can you see that we have taken Christian Science as an improvement of the old system of reference, not as a mutated method, a method that is no more comparable with the old? Can you see why we always stress that very thing? You see, normal science with its old paradigm, then comes the new paradigm, and extraordinary science, and these are not comparable. So, in the general atmosphere of Christian Science still lies that question, well, does Christian Science heal better than medicine or any other system? This is a wrong question. It's comparing two things which are not comparable, because the aim of healing, the aim and the measure of success is measured in Christian Science spiritually and not materially, whereas in other methods the success of healing is measured physically, materially. All right, if we see that, then we see that we make an incorrect judgment and that something must be adjusted. What is also a great mistake in evaluating the success of healing is this, that the old way of thinking, as we have seen, is atomistic, whereas the new system of reference is structural. Now, if we compare an atomistic evaluation of a healing with a structural evaluation of a healing, we see that they are not congruent, that they differ. If we look at the healing from the atomistic point of view, we find another evaluation than if we look at it from a structural point of view. And this has been actually not only in Christian Science, but in the whole world, the great problem of today, that one began to see in the whole world that in every science they begin to solve problems that are atomistic, parts, solving parts, not knowing that by solving the parts, it is destructive to the whole. Say, just like take medicine. We have medicine, and you take a drug, and that drug heals that part which has been diseased in your body. But it has so many side effects that the whole body and the health of the whole body is affected and may bring about other diseases. So healing a part is not healing. Healing a part can be the very opposite than healing. It can be, what is the word, diseasing? See, bringing about disease of the whole, the structure, will be diseased. And that is a common phenomena in medicine. But also in technology you have healing. In technology too, we try to solve a specific problem by, say, producing a certain new product that can help many people, whatever it is, in the household, in business, or wherever it is. They produce a new product. It's a healing, it's a solving, but that can be very destructive to the whole ecology of the world. And that's therefore we have this terrific ecological problem today, because so many parts have been healed until the whole body is diseased. Can you see that? And keep that in mind, because that is a very big problem then in seeing the logic of Christian Science, that namely the logic of Christian Science is a completely different logic than the world has, and a much better one. Here you have it. You evaluate something as healing, and actually but seen from another system of reference, from the Gestalt system of reference, you see that is not healing, but the very opposite, namely disease, bringing forth disease. And so naturally it is also in the ontological field, in the field of our existence and our being. Within our whole life there are so many things that need to be solved as we see them. They come up and they present themselves atomistically as problems. They pop up here and there, and we never know when they pop up again. And if we look at them atomistically, then we try to solve them, and perhaps we find a method to solve them, and then they are so-called healed, but our whole life may be worse off than before. Just as in ecology, we have an ecological ontology, where we have also to see that the parts in our life are healed so that the whole is healed and not the part. Do you see that? How can we measure, therefore, the success in healing? Never, really, by measuring the healing of a part, but always of the whole.